The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, June 24th, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, China's economic growth not increasing happiness. Chinese artist Ai Weiwei released by authorities. Hong Kong leads surge in Asia-Pacific millionaires. And Australians touched by Dalai Lama's words on compassion and kindness. But first, our SOH focus on China. A letter smuggled out of China has detailed the harassment and beating suffered by blind Chinese rights activists Chen Guangchun and his family. It's the first contact between the Chen household and the outside world since a video in February documenting the 24-hour surveillance Chen and his family was under. The letter and video were both received by U.S.-based organization ChinaAid. On June 15th, ChinaAid received a letter from Chen's wife that had been smuggled out of China. The letter gives an account of increased persecution the family has been subjected to since the video was released. ChinaAid released a YouTube video statement saying they were deeply concerned, adding, "The treatment of Chen's family violated Chinese law and also broke the lowest moral ground of any human being." Satisfaction with life for ordinary Chinese have not grown as fast as the economy over the past 30 years. The results of a survey on the matter conducted by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences and Capital University of Economics and Business were published on June 11th. Residents in 30 provincial capital cities in China were asked about their quality of life. A score of 75 and above on the rating scale indicated basic satisfaction with life, but the average rating given by residents in these cities was just under 50. According to the business magazine Zaijiang, about 70,000 households answered questions ranging from the cost of living, the environment, domestic conveniences, and the pace of life. You can find out what some residents from the surveyed cities are dissatisfied with on the Epoch Times website. Chinese artist Ai Weiwei was released from prison Wednesday, June 22nd, after mounting international condemnation for his detention. But he declined to answer questions from journalists, apparently a condition of his bail. According to NTD Television, I, speaking in English outside his Beijing home, said, "I'm sorry, I can't talk. I am on probation. Please understand." I had been detained on April 3rd and later charged with tax evasion, but his supporters say Chinese authorities detained him as part of a larger crackdown on dissidents. Legal and human rights experts attributed I's release to unrelenting pressure from Ai's artist connections and pressure from the international community. Amnesty International noted Ai's sudden release came just ahead of a trip by China's premier to Europe, where Ai has strong professional ties and public support. Environmentally friendly residents in China's southwest city of Chongqing are creating mini farms on their rooftops. These green-fingered gardeners are growing organic vegetables and fruits like eggplants, peppers, green beans, and balsam pears. One local resident who grows more than 10 varieties of vegetables on his rooftop farm said, as well as being a source of food, the plants also improve the environment. A local city lawyer said rooftop space is accessible to all interested gardeners as it technically belongs to all property owners in the building. He advised budding gardeners to get permission from at least half of the owners in the building before starting a rooftop farm. The lush greenery on rooftops is creating a splash of color to the industrial landscape of Chongqing City. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. A study said Thursday, June 23rd, the number of millionaires in Asia-Pacific has jumped sharply in recent years. The region has overtaken Europe and is now second only to the United States in terms of the number of high net worth individuals. The report was released by Merrill Lynch global wealth management and consultancy firm Capgemini. It found Asia's strong growth was led by the number of millionaires in Hong Kong, which grew 33.3% in 2010. The report said the rocketing number of millionaires in Hong Kong was due to a healthy economy as well as gains in the equities and real estate markets. It also noted the fast growth of Indian millionaires. The death of a 5-year-old boy from scarlet fever Tuesday, June 21st, was the second fatal case to be reported in Hong Kong this year. So far in 2011, more than 450 cases have been reported, nearly double the annual average. Scientists believe the strain of bacteria that killed the 5-year-old boy has mutated and is more resistant to antibiotics, meaning it's likely to be more contagious. A high number of cases have also been reported in southern China, with 9,000 infected and 49 in Macau. Coming up on AsiaCast, Indians protest Chinese dam project, Asia prepares to take on Apple's iPad, and ancient mural surprisingly cool. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Attorney Mark Hayes saw the performance at the Robinson Center Music Hall in Little Rock, Arkansas, on February 28th.
The show is fantastic. It's incredibly well done, beautifully choreographed, terrific costumes, great story. Just couldn't be more entertaining. It's delightful. Very, very, very worthwhile. I would recommend it to anybody. It is the first time, and I've got my mother here, my mother-in-law, my wife, and our children. So we've made it a family night. It's just a great event. Everybody seems to be thrilled with it, and one of them's a 14-year-old, so if you can entertain a 14-year-old, you've done something very well. It is. There are a lot of kids there and a lot of little kids, and everybody seems to have a great time. It's really wonderfully done.
Inspired by the rich spirit of an ancient culture, Shen Yun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in a gloriously colorful and exhilarating show.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. Members of the protest group Jan Chetna Manch gathered Sunday, June 19th in India's northern city of Allahabad. They're protesting a Chinese dam project they say could harm their region. Chinese officials say they plan to build a hydroelectric power plant to dam up the Tsangpo River, which is known as the Brahmaputra River in India. The river starts in Tibet and flows down into India and Bangladesh. Opponents of the plan are concerned about the environmental impact the dam will have on agriculture and drinking water downstream. They're also worried the power to control the flow of water into India and Bangladesh would give the Chinese regime a political lever. Analysts say Asia is emerging as a major battleground in the tablet war as companies from China, South Korea, and Taiwan challenge the dominance of Apple's iPad on features and price. A key factor is the alternatives to the iPad are available from global brands like South Korea's Samsung and Taiwan's HTC, as well as cheaper choices from dozens of smaller firms, many of them from China. With predictions that Asia will account for up to about a third of tablet sales by 2015, the race for market share is truly on. On a lighter note, dating from 147 AD, Guangsheng Temple near Hua Shen Mountain in China's Shanxi Province is renowned for its 13-story flying rainbow pagoda and its Yuan Dynasty murals. China's state-run news agency said a researcher had now found evidence of refrigeration being used to preserve food. A 670-year-old mural in the temple depicts a splendid mansion and the life within. Drawn on the palace hall's northern wall, illustrates the pleasurable life enjoyed in that era. What is surprising is that under a desk, there was a wooden dipper containing fruit, with small cubes of ice placed between the edible delicacies. Thousands recently flocked to the Chen Rezig Institute on Australia's Sunshine Coast to hear the Dalai Lama's talk about everyday kindness and developing compassion. The traditional owners of the land welcomed His Holiness to the country. Many came seeking guidance on how to cope with the conflicts in the world and stresses facing humanity today. Although the Dalai Lama's visit to the Institute was brief, his simple words of wisdom and uplifting laughter will live on in the hearts of many. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.